This is Annapurna from the word elephant. Now, most of us know that Lord Krishna was a very naughty child, wasn't he? Oh, the number of naughty stories about his childhood in Vrindavan will make us wonder, smile, and laugh. Krishna loved eating butter. And if the butter was stolen from someone else's house, even better. Milk, ghee, nothing was safe. Krishna would know exactly where the pot was kept, aim a stone and pelt the pot with it just hard enough to make a perfect hole from which the milk or ghee would drip. And he and his little friends would enjoy their meal even more. Now, another thing little Krishna would eat was mud. Yeah, that's right, mud. All his friends would tell him not to, but he would quietly, in the midst of playing, take fistfuls of mud and put it into his mouth. One day, his little friends went to his mother Yashoda and told her that Krishna was eating mud. Yashoda was very angry. She confronted Krishna and she asked him, "Krishna, tell me the truth. Have you been eating mud?" "No, Ma, not at all," said Krishna, giving her the most charming smile and ran away. A few days later, Krishna's friends came to Yashoda and complained again. "Yashoda, Ma, Krishna always eats mud while playing," they said. This time, Yashoda went with the little children to the place where they were all playing and caught hold of him. She said, "So, you haven't been eating mud, right?" Krishna shook his head, lips pursed, brown stains around his mouth. Yashoda then said, "Fine, okay, open your mouth and show me then." Krishna shook his head vigorously, with a smile so charming that his mother's heart melted, almost. But she decided that she was going to insist. And she said, "Krishna, listen to me. Open your mouth now." And Krishna, poor baby, had to open his mouth. He couldn't refuse his mother. Yashoda peered in disbelief. Was she dreaming? Was this true? Right inside Krishna's mouth, she saw the entire universe. The stars, the sun, the moon, the eight planets. What were they? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. She saw galaxies beyond. It was surreal. It was magnificent and frightening at the same time. After a glimpse of the entire universe in her little son's mouth, she fell unconscious. When Yashoda woke up, she asked Krishna to come and sit on her lap. She hugged her little child and wept tears of joy. Did she remember what she saw and realized her son was not an ordinary child but the Supreme God himself? Or was all this wiped from her memory and he hugged her son out of love and affection? I don't know, but isn't this a beautiful story? Thank you.